The Refreshment Club, transcribed for radio and presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. The Refreshment Club greets you again, offering another half hour of sparkling entertainment and featuring Don McNeil as our master of ceremonies. This program comes to you every day at this time, Monday through Friday, to give you a welcome pause in your busy day. We hope you find our meetings refreshing as a cold and frosty bottle of Coca-Cola from your own refrigerator. Now, on with the show. The Refreshment Club will come to order with a roll call. Clark Dennis.
Hello.
Helen Jane Belke.
I'm here.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
Okay, Don, you're the head man now.
All right. Well, the head man says that you ought to know your little daily ritual by now, so the day before Christmas, let's try it out again. All right, get your glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now, refresh yourself. Good old ice cold Coca-Cola. Well, happy day before Christmas. Today's the day that we take the kiddies for the trip to the North Pole. Well, let's start refreshment clubbing with Drums in My Heart from Through the Years. By the way, why don't you tell the kiddies if they're around playing in the snow or somewhere outside to come on in, because we don't want them to miss that trip on the Refreshment Club Express here a little later on. Want to do that? All right. In the meantime, Clark Dennis is going to entertain you. He always does. Clark, I'm sorry I won't be able to coach you on that to be or not to be speech today because of the trip, you see, to the North Pole. You been working on it?
Oh, yeah. I've been working on it, Don.
Yeah? Read it just like it's punctuated, huh?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we'll get going on that. When is this play coming off?
Yeah, we have to get going on. It's going off, let's see, New Year's Day, New Year's Day.
It'll be on New Year's.
Yeah.
Well, say, we do have to get going. Clark was telling me, I thought this was the first thing he'd ever done, you see, in the amateur theater, but he said once he had a chance to be an actor in a home talent play about South Africa. He was cast as a native who was to be picking coconuts. They told him to come dressed for the part, so he showed up in his monkey suit. Didn't get very far. All right, Clark's going to sing for you The Star and the Rose. Now we'll go to the North Pole.
I had a dream of ecstasy. I wish this fantasy could be reality. A star looking down from the heavens gazed at a beautiful rose. A rose all alone in the garden. The star all alone in the sky. A long weary evening between them. Watching the world rolling by, the rose tied a tie in the garden, the star wing can I from the sky. Madly they reach for embraces, the rose, the star. Madly they grasp empty spaces, so near, so far. The rose would have flown to the heavens, the star would have shone from on high. If you were the rose in the garden, and I were the star in the sky.
Well, Clark, now, kiddies, at last we're going to take your long-awaited trip on the good ship Lollipop, way up to the North Pole to see Santa Claus. Now, there's a place in the good ship Lollipop for all of you. Helen, Jane, Clark, and Elmer, Walter, and Eddie Valentine, who made this swell arrangement, and I, all the boys, are going to get in the ship and travel over all the countries in the world that we can, and finally land way up at the North Pole, where jolly old Kris Kringle is waiting to see us. All right, here we go. Come on now, here's the good ship Lollipop, our airplane. Come on, let's all get in, boys. Get right over here.
I want my lollipop.
Now, quiet, little girl, quiet. Boys, we're going to end the fast trip.
Are we over Scotland now?
I don't know. I'll drop a penny down. If they all dive for it, we're in Scotland. There goes the penny. Uh-oh, there goes Ted Wheeler over the side of the plane after the penny. This is Scotland, all right.
Say, that sounds like Irish music down below.
Sure and tis, Bat. There's no spalpeen won't recognize that lively air. Tis the old sod. Look, you can see the Blarney Stone.
Oh, did they have that there, too?
What do you mean?
Well, Walter told me you were full of it.
Duh. Quiet, little girl, quiet. Ah, we're over France. There's Paris. Look at the Eiffel Tower, the Seine, the Latin Quarter, the Champs-Élysées.
Hey, are you sure this is France? Look, why, there are millions of people washing clothes. There must be 50 million of them. Now they're having some real fun. Boy, they're running their clothes through the ringer themselves.
No, it can't be France. 50 million Frenchmen can't be run.
Santa Claus.
Pretty soon, little girl, pretty soon.
Well, I want my lollipop.
Quiet, little girl, quiet.
Hey, Don, I think we're over Germany. I smell sauerkraut.
Yes?
There's Karl Fossauer's grandfather. He's the one with the stomach. Oh, there's Walter Plaufus, Uncle Gottlieb. Hey, Herr Plaufus, du bist mir fünf Dollar schuldig.
Are you sure we're over Germany, Albert?
Sure. Can't you hear them talking? That's German.
Are you sure you haven't made a mistake?
Huh?
I say, haven't you made a discrepancy?
Discrepancy, Deutsch?
I want my lollipop.
Quiet, little girl, quiet. Why, say, we must be over China. We didn't intend to either. I guess it's purely accidental.
Hey, look down there, cutting that guy's hair. It's a Chinese barber.
Oh, the China Clipper, eh?
Say, when are we
going to
see Santa Claus?
Pretty soon, little girl, pretty soon.
Well, I want my lollipop.
Quiet, little girl, quiet. Now we're over Canada, boys and girls. Lots of French Canadians live down there. Sometimes they call themselves Canucks.
Oh, look, one of the Canucks is lifting the other one up so we can see the plane.
Sure, every Canuck is a booze. Quiet, little girl, quiet. Why, look, we're landing at the North Pole.
Yeah, look at the Christmas field.
Oh, boy, we landed.
Hey, look, Santa Claus is in his house waiting to see you. I tell you and Elmer go in, Helen, interview him, and I'll kind of sneak around and get some candid camera shots.
Okay.
Come in, refreshment clubbers, come in.
Well, Santa, I guess tonight's going to be the very busiest night in the whole year for you, isn't it?
You're telling me, kid. I gotta go all over the world, and what a bulging pack I got this year. I got bells, whistles, a train...
Say, Santa, where do you keep all your presents up here? I've been looking around, and I can't see one.
Say, I got them all behind lock and key, in places where I hang my clothes and stuff.
Oh, you mean Santa... closets, hey?
Oh, yes. Yes, I got whistles, trains, tops, dolls, scooters.
I don't see Mrs. Santa Claus around.
No, no, she's doing some special scouting for me today.
What is she? A girl scout?
No, no, she's a little too old for that. Just between ourselves, she's been 35 years old for the past 15 years. I got bells, whistles, steam shovels...
Santa, you know the younger members of our refreshment club are on vacation these days, so they're listening in to us, too, and you know how crazy they are about you.
Well, I'll see that they get what's coming to them tonight.
How about that gal in Almeida? She's a kiddie, 46 years old.
Yes, yes. She asked me to get her daddy a son-in-law.
Oh, I see. There's a hitch in it, eh?
And tonight, kiddies should all hang up their stockings, shouldn't they?
Yes, kiddies. You better use Ma's stockings. They're usually bigger. Last year, I know, there was a big run in Mother's stockings at the fireplace.
Well, anything else they should do?
Yeah, they ought to make sure it's this year's stock.
Well, I got to be resting now. It's the same every year. After I get through emptying all them presents out of the pack.
Yes?
Yeah, relax, Santa.
After I get all through, I'm left holding the bag. I got bells, whistle. I got my toy orchestra here to play off. Swing it, you know. Swing it.
There we go.
Oh, whoa, you'll awake with a tummy ache on the good ship, lollipop, it's a nice trip, into bed you hop and dream away on the good ship, lollipop.
Well, here we are landing, boys. We're coming back home. Oh, boy. Well, here we are back again in the United States. Well, if you see Santa Claus tonight, kiddies, you can all tell him that you heard him on the refreshment club today. I hope you enjoyed your visit with him and that he brings you everything that you wanted.
Oh, I want my lollipop.
Oh, for goodness sake, why do you want your lollipop?
Because my two front teeth are in it.
All right. And now, Bob Denton, our recording secretary, has a word for all you refreshment clubbers, Bob.
We're sure all of you listeners know a lot about Coca-Cola, and we know that many of you serve it in bottles in your homes. But there's one point about serving it that you should never overlook. Be sure it is ice cold. You can do this easily by keeping Coca-Cola in bottles in your refrigerator. But keep them in your refrigerator long enough for the bottles to get thoroughly chilled. Coca-Cola is a sparkling drink, and everybody likes it better when it is really ice cold. The best way to be sure Coca-Cola is ice cold is to keep a supply in your refrigerator overnight. That gives it time to get really cold. And the best way to get a supply for your home is to buy it in a handy 6-bottle carton. Your favorite dealer can supply you. All right, Don?
Well, Bob, I guess you've noticed, and everyone else has too, that we're doing very little talk today about Ellen Jane's boyfriend Johnny, or her fight, or his fight with Clark Dennis about the Shakespearean thing. We're soft peddling that last Christmas scene, and then it'll probably flare right up again. Just taking things easy now, just getting in that Christmas spirit. Clark, I know there are lots of moon songs, but the color I like best is pale moon. That's your song for today, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Don.
You know, color makes a lot of difference, my friend. They say that the world will often forgive you for being blue. Sometimes it'll forgive you for being green. But it'll never forgive you for being yellow. Pale moon. Reflection, as the goat said when he began to eat the broken mirror. Yes, yes, indeed. Hey, look at, why, for goodness sake, look what's walking into the studio there. Looks like a seal to me. Why, it is. Certainly enough, why, it's Oscar the Seal, a seal I used to know in San Francisco. Come on up here, Oscar. Come on. That's it. Come on right up here. Yeah, sit right down. Whoops. Just sit right down here, that's it. Say, it's mighty good seeing you again. I used to know out there in San Francisco you weren't doing so hot then, remember? You were on the rock. Doing all right now, huh? What are you doing these days, Oscar? Oh, I see. Got a job at the Christmas deal, that's swell. Just got loose from a letter. Tell you what you do, we got a lot of numbers here. Supposing you just sit down and listen, huh? Just sit down alongside of me and listen. Not too close. Don't splash. That's it. All right. Let's see. Here's what you're going to hear now, Oscar. Walter Blaufuss and all the refreshmenteers are going to play a Christmas tune called Flirtation Walk, or You May Like Holly Leaves Over Laurel, but I prefer mistletoe over you. Time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with Tasselli's Serenade. Lovely serenade by Tasselli reminds me of another of his famous countrymen. The great Italian sculptor and painter Michelangelo was essentially a sculptor and painted only under protest. He was also a poet and expressed this idea in a sonnet in which he said that in every block of marble he saw an imprisoned idea awaiting the sculptor's art to be freed. When Michelangelo wrote that, he probably meant just what the mere words implied and no more. Undoubtedly, he was thinking of art and not a general philosophy. But think of those words. You and I are sculptors, in a sense, aren't we? Oh, not great artists like Michelangelo, no, but our fate is in our own hands. Our life is what we make it. We're the molders of our destiny. In every block of marble, he saw an imprisoned idea awaiting the sculptor's art to be freed. Every day is like that. Another page in our book of life. We can leave it blank, or we can fill it in with something worthwhile. As long as we are creatures of free will, and as long as the book of our lives, after all, means more to us than anyone else, why not consider each day as a milestone, a slab of marble, and let's do something worthwhile with it. Each day can be a beautiful thing if we make it so. All right, and here's Helen Jane Dalkey, our Refreshment Club honey. Helen, you've been sitting and knitting here for a long, long time.
That's right, Don.
Is that a Christmas present, the late one you're going to give somebody?
No, I don't think I'll ever get that one done by Christmas.
You're still knitting on it, eh?
That's right.
Well, I guess knitting means nothing if you're just knitting.
What?
For nothing. Just knitting, aren't you? Just
yeah.
Knitting, aren't you? Uh-huh. What do you think of that gag, Oscar? He says he's always liked that one, yeah.
Oh.
All right, this song, anyway, comes to you from Helen Jane through the courtesy of love.
So that everybody will know that I'm yours wherever you go. Let me offer you this broadcast through the courtesy of love. Don't forget whatever you do. I'll be there to follow you through. there be between you and me to keep us apart? When I can sing the song that would bring the words from my heart, your desire would be my command. If you need me, I will be standing by. With one heart to give, one life to live, willing to offer all dear, I'll come to you. Through the courtesy of love.
Well, Helen Jane, what'd you think of that, Oscar? Huh? No, I don't mean Helen Jane. I know she's well. What did you think of the song? Oh, that's so. What is your favorite song, anyway, huh? Oh, Ceiling, Ceiling Over the Briny Deep, huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Seal be coming around the mountain when Seal comes, yeah. All right, refreshment clubbers, here's the toast to tomorrow. It's the title melody from Great Day, and it's going to be a great day. Freshman Club says so long for today. Be with us again tomorrow to hear our special Christmas Day celebration with Helen Jane Dahlke, Clark Dennis, the Refreshment Club Orchestra under the direction of Walter Blaufuss, maybe Oscar the Seal, our guests, the cadets, and yours truly, Don McNeil, hoping your Christmas Eve is all that you want it to be, and inviting you to tune in tomorrow. Meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshments, think of Coca-Cola, for Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.